Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:38, 22 till 10. Henry Hartevelt joins us now, our friend, travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group, a travel industry market research firm. And I saw the news last night, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy not painting a really good picture about air travel. How you doing, Henry?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm well, and you're right. Secretary Duffy has said that if this shutdown continues, there is a risk some airspace may actually have to be closed in the interest of safety.
What does that mean to the flying public, airspace closed? Because you know what? The first thing I thought of when I heard that was 9/11. I swear to goodness, I'm not trying to say it's anything like that at all. I'm just talking about airspace being closed. That's the first thing I thought of.
Tommy, you know, your thought is not an unreasonable one. What it means is that, and this is the first time it would happen, if it does happen, that there might be some portions of the national airspace that are closed to air traffic. So it's not like 9/11 where everything was closed.
Right.
But there could be some sections. We don't know how large it would be. We don't know if it would be just for a few minutes or a few hours. Would it be for days? There's a lot of unknown here. There's even some speculation that the secretary may have misspoken and that we actually wouldn't need to do that. But the fact he said this is sending panic through airlines, and it's creating a lot more tension with travelers, too.
What in the world does that even look like? Because I know if a computer system goes down, it's one thing. If the weather is bad, it's another thing. It seems to me, Henry, to be a very delicate balance as it is for these flights to run on time, for everything to work as it's supposed to work. When you got something like this factored in, it would seem as though it makes it almost impossible for things to work like they're supposed to work.
You're right, Tommy. And look, even before the shutdown, we were several thousand air traffic controllers short. The FAA has some controllers hired and in training. Right now, I think that training is suspended because of the shutdown. But what this might mean is it's like trying to balance out the system. So let's just, rather than use city names, I'm just going to use ABC. Let's say that region B is understaffed. So the FAA would say, okay, we're going to not allow flights through that region for a certain amount of time. Instead, we'll send those flights through regions A and C in the interest of safety. But that means, of course, that there are more planes than normal flying through those open spaces. That could lead to delays. That could lead to delays on the ground, slower speeds in flight. And it could be very chaotic. It could mean that flights in and out of major hubs are not just delayed, but some airlines may say, you know what, we're just going to cancel flights because we know we can't operate as reliably as we need to, and we don't want to risk anything. So I'm very, very concerned, and we all need to be concerned.
And the margins are very thin anyway, aren't they? So when it comes to fuel, if you're flying through this area or that area or around that area, then somebody's going to have to pay for that?
Well, okay. So let's talk about this. Airlines always put extra fuel on the plane. It's what's called known as reserve fuel. And by the way, they don't always fill the planes to capacity with fuel, because if let's say a plane's going a short distance, it may not need all that fuel. Mm-hmm. But they may put more fuel on board in anticipation of longer than average delays or more circuitous routings. And that is, by the way, that costs the airlines money. And they're going to try to recover that. How? Through higher airfares in the future. So it's not a good situation.
What are you hearing from people, the traveling public now, or from travel agents or from the people in your industry about the lines that we're seeing? Is that because of TSA agents? Is that because of air traffic controllers? A little bit of A, a little bit of B?
It's a little bit of A and a little bit of B. Look, first, I want to commend everybody who is working at the airport and works for the federal government, whether you're an air traffic controller, work for the TSA or some other agency or entity. That most of the TSA agents are showing up. Most of the air traffic controllers are showing up, and they haven't been paid for a long time. However, in Houston, at Houston Bush Intercontinental, there were so few TSA screening agents that showed up for work the other day, they could only operate two of the many screening gateways at that airport. And there were 3+ hour waits to clear airport security. People missed flights. There are reports that sick rates, absenteeism among TSA officers is starting to spike. And that's what also concerns me, because the air traffic controllers may be there, but if we can't get through security, we can't get on the planes. You know, even personally, I'm supposed to go to Dallas on Saturday. I'm concerned about how early I need to show up at San Francisco International for screening on what would normally be an off-peak day. I did check today. New Orleans International, Louis Armstrong New Orleans International, appears to be functioning smoothly, but it just takes one day, one incident, and it could all fall apart.
What would you advise people that have flights booked or are thinking about, with the holidays coming up, booking flights? Do you hope that this is all over with by then? I don't know what you would tell somebody, Henry.
Tommy, look, just simply as a citizen of this country, I hope this ends soon. But I'm traveling for Thanksgiving as well, as are millions of people. If you have reservations booked for Thanksgiving, I would encourage everyone, if this shutdown should be continuing at that time, please get to the airport extra early. If you normally get there 90 minutes, maybe allow yourself 2 hours. If you get there 2 hours early, maybe get there even earlier. I know airports aren't fun for a lot of people to wait in, but if the lines are longer, you don't want to miss your flights. Double check how much connecting time you have. If you're connecting between flying from New Orleans to wherever your end destination is, to make sure you've got a buffer, see if the airline will work with you to give you rebook you without an increase in fare on a flight that may, again, give you more time at the connecting airport, just in the interest of reducing your stress. And just be patient. It's going to be, if this shutdown continues, it's going to be patient. If you're going somewhere close by, if you're going somewhere within, let's say, 300 to 500 miles and you can do it, consider driving.
I would. I guarantee I would, Hart. Henry, I got to tell you, I would. Just because I hate the hassle of it all. I really do. I hate the hassle of it, Henry, and I would really drive if it was safe. If I was going to Dallas or Houston or even San Antonio from New Orleans, I'd drive. I wouldn't even fool with it. Is that a bridge too far or not?
No, it's not. I mean, again, what we have to do is we have to look out what's in our best interests as individuals and as travelers. And if we want to get to where we're going for Thanksgiving without stress, or at least more stress than normal, then driving may be the answer. So, whether you're going over to some of the major cities in Texas or perhaps somewhere in Arkansas or Tennessee or Atlanta, whatever, some of the places in northern Florida, maybe driving is the best answer for you. But again, let's just hope that this shutdown is resolved well before Thanksgiving. One of the concerns I do have, by the way, even if the shutdown ends tomorrow, if TSA has lost a lot of screening workers, I don't know if they can go back to work immediately or if they have to go through training. If they quit their jobs, the TSA is going to have to scramble to hire people. That's going to take time. And I think this is also going to really change a lot of people's interest in working at TSA or for the FAA, because they're going to say, I don't want my job to be subject to government shutdowns and the uncertainty of not getting a paycheck.
Does this eventually wash over onto the airlines where if they have to cancel flights, that affects flight crews and that affects either in the cockpit or in the rest of the plane on the ground, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take this. Let's say the flight's scheduled. Of course, the pilots and flight attendants are as anxious as anybody about, will the flight leave on time? Will it arrive on time? Will they make it to their connecting? You know, if they have to work another flight, will that be on time? If they're heading home, will they get home on time? So that's stressful. If they don't have to worry about the TSA screening lines at most airports, they have special screening lines for airline employees, but the air traffic control uncertainty, that definitely weighs on them.
So when it comes, somebody texted in, they're going to Vegas tomorrow. You said, that, I guess they can check with the airline here, but when it comes to where they're going, it would depend on if the Vegas airport is stocked with or staffed with air traffic controllers that they need, et cetera, right? And TSA wouldn't really apply getting off the plane, but it would when they were coming back.
Correct. So all of the things that we think about when we leave our hometown, whether it's New Orleans or elsewhere, applies to when we are coming back. And if we're making a connection en route, let's say you're going from New Orleans via a hub city to Vegas, you've got to be concerned about the air traffic controllers en route and at that hub airport in the control tower there. A few days ago, DFW International Airport was short-staffed in the towers. They could only operate runways on one side of the airport because they didn't have enough controllers to staff and safely operate both sides of the airport.
Are you concerned safety-wise?
I'm not concerned safety-wise.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Because safety is paramount. The FAA is, and again, this is why Secretary Duffy said that they might have to close airspace. It would be in the interest of safety. No pilot is going to operate a plane in an unsafe manner or allow it to be operated in an unsafe manner. No airline will allow its planes to be operated in an unsafe manner. But I am concerned that in the interest of safety, if airspace is closed or restricted, if delays continue to grow among air traffic control, that airlines may say, in the interest of safety, we are going to start canceling flights. And that's going to make air travel even more chaotic because flights are heavily booked right now. And especially as we go into Thanksgiving, they're generally booked 85% or more full. And that leaves very little wiggle room in the system to reaccommodate people if they are on flights that are canceled.
Who gets, if you're on a flight that's canceled, and they can't get you on the plane until a week later, for example, and somebody had a reservation, who takes precedent at that point? Do you know how the or does it differ airline?
It varies. It's based on the airlines. But let's put it this way. If your flight is canceled, chances are other flights are canceled. Mm-hmm. So the way it generally works in priority being rebooked, it depends on where you're traveling from. the cabin class you're booking, is it coach or first class or whatever, the fare and type of fare you paid, are you an employee of a company that has a contract with that airline, your frequent flyer status, and some other factors. I will say that some airlines do try to prioritize families with little kids because, again, one good thing about airlines, the people work there, their parents too, so they do try to take care of families with little kids. But there are all sorts of different factors that they consider. And look, if your flight is canceled and you're told we can't get you somewhere for a day or two or longer, you can ask for a refund, and they have to give you a refund to your original form of payment.
How quickly do you think things, if this ends today, let's just be optimistic and figure it ends today, how long would it take to get back to so-called normal?
Tommy, if we see it end today, or let's just say the day it ends, I would give 24 to 72 hours for things to snap back to normal. And again, a lot will depend on factors such as with air traffic controllers, most are keeping their jobs. They're not quitting. So that's good. They can get back into the control towers in the traffic control centers on the ground. So that I'm less worried about. I am more concerned with TSA. If they have seen employees quit, I don't know how easy it is to bring those people back, if they have to go through any training or rescreening, or if they don't want to come back, then the TSA has to hire new people. And that's a tough situation, even when things are good.
And the other side of it, if this goes on, at what point do they start losing air traffic controllers, or do they? Because, you know, at some point you got to get paid, right? I mean, people have cash flow issues.
Oh, Tommy, that's a very fair point. Again, you know, we are talking about people, and we are all, so many of us are struggling to make ends meet. You know, I don't know many air traffic controllers that are in the top 1% of income earners, right? So they're trying to figure out how to make ends meet. At some point, they may say, as much as I love the job I do as an air traffic controller, I have to find a way to provide for my family. And they could quit. Now, being an air traffic controller is a generally considered a well-paid job. It's highly skilled. And I don't think a lot of the air traffic controllers want to quit their jobs outright.
But, you know, Henry, the thing I worry about is that it is relatively high paid. Not, you know, you're not going to get rich or anything like that. If you're making $30,000 a year, you think they're rich, but they really aren't. And I'm not knocking anybody that's making $30,000 a year. I guess the point I'm making is if they can find something making equivalent money without anywhere near that stress, I would doubt they'd go back. Do you?
Correct. I mean, it all depends on factors such as seniority, pension and retirement, things like that, and frankly, their passion for the job. These air traffic controllers are passionate about what they do. They're committed to it, and as stressful as it is, they love what they do. And there's so much respect for them. But you're absolutely right. At some point, if you are able to find another job that appears to be steadier, more reliable source of income, it will pay you close to as much or more than what you're earning as an air traffic controller, or for that matter, a TSA airport security screening officer, you're going to take that other job.
Yeah, because the air traffic, and I don't mean, again, to pick favorites, but an air traffic controller has to have a certain skill set that would be applicable in other areas, right?
Yes. I mean, think about this. They are really, really good at solving problems. They're really good at managing challenging situations. They excel at working under stress.
Right.
So they could look for other jobs. But, you know, again, companies like to hire square pegs for square holes. So sometimes that's a challenge, too.
Henry, I hope everything works out with your flight.
Thank you, Tommy.
God bless you. Travel safely. All right. Thank you. Henry Hartefeldt, travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group, travel industry market research firm. Get there early. That's the only thing we can tell you. We'll take a break. Come back. WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.